Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with you here again this fine, beautiful morning that the Lord has made. Amen. A day he said we should rejoice and be glad in it. And I am. I'm glad because he's sitting on the throne today. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that's looking at tragedies this morning and right, just right here in the United States and in North Carolina. Of the things that's happened, and our prayers is with them, and I believe we all should be praying for them and asking God to help them. Amen. But you know, we are blessed. We are very blessed. Even if we had been through that storm, we're blessed. We're a blessed people. Amen. Just glad for all those that's tune in everywhere in this state and other states that they tune in to listen. I appreciate you're listening and tuning in, especially the guys in blue. Amen. I didn't get to go in this Friday, but I sure missed the guys in blue. I just want y'all to remember that I love you, and if I could have been there, I would have. Amen. But I'm glad you tuned in this morning. I want to take a scripture from 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And it reads the first verse. It says, "It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, as such fornication as is not such or much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and that you are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he that have done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that have done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together in my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good, knowing you not that a little leaven leaven the whole lump. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye have as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sanctified for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not of the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in a epistle not to accompany with fornicators, yet not altogether the fornicators, of this world, but with the covetous, the extortioners, or with idolaters, for them much you need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reller, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such a one know not to eat. For what have I to do with to judge them that are without? Do ye judge them that are within? But then they that are without, God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person." Amen. I tell you, I believe that he is, you know, he's laying down some, he had laid down some rules for the church and everything else. I mean, well, for all of us, but as he was talking about the things that was happening here, he says, you know, one, there's reported fornication, and, you know, one wanting to have his father's wife, and all these things, how they are named out. And then he says, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. But he says, purge out the old leaven and become a new lump. And it's not to, you know, eat the leaven of the old, you know, back before. We've got to get a hold of Jesus. Amen. We've got to hold. We need to toe a line. Amen. There's got to be a line, you know, as they talk about a line being drawn in the sand. I believe there needs to be a line that people don't need to be passing. Amen. You know, today in the church, I tell you, we've got this all kind of things that's going on in the church world today that people want to call Christianity. But let me tell you something, my God, he's still the same. Amen. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever, and he changes not. And he's a loving and a merciful God. Amen. And you know, I hear people say, well, you know, God's he's got a non-conditional love. Amen. Well, that's true. He loves everybody. Amen. But there's conditions on salvation. Amen. And what we need to do and how that we need to be doing, and we need to be about the Father's business. And if we love him, the Bible says that we'll keep his commandments. Amen. If we love somebody, we don't do things. Or I tell you what, the way that I love my wife, amen, I'll do things that I don't even like to do, but they don't bother me, amen, because I love my wife so much, amen. I want to help her, and I know how much she loves me, and I love her even more. Now, you know, the thing is Jesus and God the Father and Jesus himself showed us how much they loved us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, amen. God so loved us, but not only that, Jesus came and he gave himself for us, amen. He gave himself totally, wholly, and completely. Amen. There was nothing held back as he could have, you know, had the angels deliver him and all that, but yet he did not. But he suffered and died for each and every one of us because he loved us to bring salvation unto us. And I thank God every morning for that, and I appreciate what he's done. And if we do, I tell you, we'll live a different way. Amen. But you know, the Bible talks about you know, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump, amen. And you take a little leaven, if you take the leaven, I'm not a baker or anything, amen, but you take that leaven or that you know, stuff that makes some cakes and bread, and you know, all that stuff rise like yeast, and all that, it'll make that stuff rise up, amen. But he said that we need to be of the unleavened, amen. And you know, but he said, purge out the old leaven and become a new lump. We need to change the way the things is being done, because actually we just need to change it back to what God wants us to do, amen, because the world is changing, amen. I can just see in the last 20 years, amen, just, I mean, what's happening even in the church world today, amen. Now, if you really want to serve God, you'll love him, you'll keep his commandments, you'll fear God, amen, that you'll give yourself totally and wholly and completely unto God the Father, amen. And you can purge yourself from all those other things, amen. Don't follow along with everything that comes by, amen. I can tell you the church has changed, amen. The church world has changed. I mean, I can just see the multitude of changes that it's took in the last 20 years, not compared to what it's done in the last 2,000 years, amen. But like I said, the Lord's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He changeth not, amen. But he said, now here there's fornication that's named among you, not like like it's named among the Gentiles, amen. I think about that, you know, this little block game that my youngins play, amen, that my boys play, this tumbling tower or Jenga or whatever it's called. You got these little old blocks, and you take three of them and you stack them beside one another, and you keep stacking them up, and after they get them stacked up, they start taking them out one at a time, amen. And they'll start taking the first one that they take out. It might not make much of a difference, amen, depending on where they take it from, but they start taking a little bit at a time, amen. One little block at a time, and that thing starts shaking, amen. The foundation of it starts moving around. You can see the thing jiggling and all that. that kind of thing, amen, and directly you take another block out and the whole thing falls. Well, let me tell you something. That's the way I believe, amen, the world's going to be today, amen, because they've took away, amen, they've changed. But the Bible, or actually, you know, in the United States, you know, we used to have a saying, united you stand and divided you fall, amen. Well, the Bible tells us if a house is divided against one another, it's going to fall, amen. It said even the devil in his kingdom, it would fall, amen, if it's not together. And let me tell you something, the devil's going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And I'm telling you, he's working in churches today, amen. Not just the people out there in the street, amen, but the churches of the world. He is running rapid, amen. He knows his time is short, and he's doing all that he can, amen, to tear it down. Now look, look what they have accepted in churches today, amen. They've already accepted abominations in churches, amen. Here they've got homosexual preachers, amen, all over the United States, amen. They haven't kicked them out of the churches, but they let them go. Now let me tell you something, for some of these priests and all this are supposed to be celibate and all that, how in the world could they be homosexual when they ain't even supposed to be absent from everything else? This is fornication and adultery and abomination in the sight of God. But what happened is people's accepted it. They let it in a little bit at a time. Well, it's all right. Well, it's not only in the Catholic Church. It's in a lot of churches. Well, you know, the that abomination also in the Episcopal Church, all those things. Amen. And I'm not down in churches this morning. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I'm just telling you what's happening in the world today. It's happening in all different kind of religions. Amen. How that one's going with one another. Amen. The heads of the church, that they're fornicating one with another, or they're committing adultery. Amen. And they all want to say it's all right. Amen. Because the grace has come, and there's nothing, you're all going to sin. But let me tell you something. Jesus come, amen, that you to sin not. Amen. He come and he made a way, and he came and he made a way above sin. Amen. That you don't have to follow in that. Amen. A little leaven the whole lump. I know you say, well, these don't drink, they don't do that. Well, if they're fornicating, they're just as wrong as if they're murdering in the street. Amen. A little leaven the whole lump. Look, it was one commandment that was given in the Garden of Eden. Amen. For them not to touch the tree, or not to eat of that tree, good and evil, in the midst of the garden. Amen. But what did they do? Amen. They broke the only commandment that was in. They were in a heaven. Amen. But they broke that, and what did it cause them? It caused them, amen, to know what sin is. Amen. They knew that they were naked, and they were driven out of the garden. Amen. There, why man has a work, and why he earns his living by the sweat of his brow, why there's anguish, amen, and a childbirth today, amen, because the disobedience. Not only that, the jealousy of one son, amen. Have you remembered Cain and Abel, and how Abel, he was killed, amen, because Cain, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, amen, and he wouldn't sacrifice, and what did it cause? It caused the death of his own brother. He caused him to be a murderer. Amen. We can go on as children Israel, you know, when they was walking around over there to bring the wall down in Jericho, amen, but by one, there he was, he had took the things that the Lord said not to take of, and there it was buried in his tent, amen, it was just one, but you know what, it caused the fall of all the rest of them, until they could get sent out of camp. They were not victorious, amen, but they failed. Let me tell you something, if you don't get it out of the church today, it's going to fall.
I'm talking about among the leaders. I'm not talking about the sinners that's coming, amen, to get saved, amen. But I'm talking about the devils that they've got up there before them. Amen. I can tell you it's still wrong. I don't care what your name is, where you was born into, and who did whatever above you. Amen. A sin. I'm telling you, it's a transgression of the law, and you can't go no further. And what it's doing, it's born out more sinners out in the church today. Amen. Because they're listening to such as that. Amen. Look, they changed the Bibles. They got revised. They got new this and new that. And they've got amplified. And I reckon unamplified and everything else that come along. Let me tell you something. Be what they want to have all these other things to inspire them. Amen. They want to have these outlines and all this. Amen. The Holy Bible, it's the outline. It's everything we need. It's our roadmap. It's our blueprint. It's our instructions. Amen. And righteousness. That's what we need to follow. Look at what happened in the world today after they letting in all these things. You know, now, I mean, well, years ago, gays wouldn't be allowed in the military. But now, you know, that's all welcome. It used to be just don't say nothing about it. Amen. And now it's come out about it. Do all those things. What did it lead to? Gay marriage. And now that just abomination in the sight of God is made legal. Amen. And I'm not just talking about homosexuality. That's a sin. Amen. And that's abomination in the sight of God. Amen. But let me tell you how much further it's went. Amen. Now they have done legalized marijuana. Amen. They say, well, about medical use and this and that and the other. I can tell you, amen, I just tested a drug. I mean, somebody to work for me the other day, a 70-something-year-old man who tested positive, amen, for stuff like that, amen. And he talking about, well, he smoked some of his friends' medical marijuana. Let me tell you something, amen, it wasn't prescribed for him. It's just another trick of the devil to get people hooked on such as that. Amen. I didn't legalize that. They done started talking about, as even in the Bible said back yonder, amen, that wanted his father's wife and all that. Amen. They wanting to pass a law now to where children can marry their parents and all that kind of stuff. I can tell you it's sick. Amen. I can tell you that sin is going rapid. Amen. And it's working. And it's working in the children of disobedience. Amen. But it's being brought into church and people's letting it go. Amen. They're doing it a little bit at a time. Amen. They say, well, let's just look over this this time. Well, let me tell you something. Somebody else comes up with something else. Amen. You have to look over that. And they keep looking over it until it's a big mountain. Amen. Until it's a great fall. Amen. I can tell you, there's a lot of Jenga churches out there. Amen. It's taken apart a little bit at a time. Amen. It's fallen. And if Jesus wasn't Jesus and didn't know the things that he knowed, amen, when he come back, he wouldn't recognize the church today. Amen. Because of things that's fallen. I can remember, amen, just as coming up and as a young and amen, my mom and daddy lost as they could be. Amen. And you know, you seen a woman and she had a skirt way above her knees and all that. Amen. They would call her a streetwalker. A bright red fingernail polish, a bright red lipstick and all that. Oh, but that thing, it's all right. They've got it up on the stage in the church today. You know, everything's okay. Well, let me tell you something. The Lord's not changed. Amen. He's the same today. A little leaven, the whole lump. So what do we got? Amen. Instead of trying to gather up the world for them to be saved. Amen. You know, the world's done gathered up in the church. And the church is lost. Amen. It looks like today because they letting everything go. Amen. They're listening to a weak-legged, unbackboned preachers. Amen. Full of sin and adultery. Amen. That's going about telling them it's all right. Amen. With big swelling words, enticing words of men's wisdom. or to try to tell them it's okay for you to live in sin. I can tell you, if you're in sin, you'll die and go to hell if you don't change, if you don't repent. Amen. Hell is where you'll lift your eyes. Amen. There's got to be a coming out. There's got to be a line drawn somewhere. Amen. You got to live to a way that Jesus lives in you. And if Jesus lives in you, he's not going to live in fornication and adultery and sin. Amen. A greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. I can tell you, if sin is in there, the Lord's not. Amen. Where sin abounded, the grace of God is much more abound. Where sin was, past tense, it's gone. Amen. That's the whole thing of repentance. Amen. You're sorry. You turn from the ways that you committed. You turn unto God. Amen. You got to be baptized, not only in the natural, amen, but you got to be baptized in the spirit. Amen. You got to be baptized in his death. Amen. That you can be in the likeness of his resurrection. That you can know the power of his resurrection. Amen. That you don't have to die anymore. Amen. These people just doing these things in church. Amen. You know, the Bible said you ought to bring them up before. Amen. That you ought to talk to them. Amen. If they don't hear you, bring some witnesses. Amen. If they don't hear you, then bring them before the church. And you say you can't do that because the whole church is like that nowadays. I can tell you that you can get down on your knees and pray. Amen. And you can seek a living God. Amen. He's not dead. Amen. But he's very much alive. Amen. And he's wanting people to come. He's still yet speaking that small voice to come unto him. Amen. All ye are ahead of you laden. Amen. And God will give you rest on your soul. Don't you go out there listening to something less than the truth. Amen. Because a little leaven, whole lump. Amen. If you think that you can get along with a little bit, I can tell you that you can't. Amen. Because if you could, that means that God's no respect to person. And if he let somebody in with sin, he'd have to let everybody in with sin. Amen. But I can tell you sin's not going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Nothing that defileth is going to enter therein, or anybody that make an abomination. Amen. Anybody, amen, that's in transgression of God's law is not going to make it in. Now that ain't from the book of Tommy. Amen. That's from the holy word of God. Amen. Don't you let these things come past you. Amen. Don't you let them say it's all right. Amen. I can tell you, in the churches today, it's a shame what the preachers or the pastors or all that, what they're doing today, and then what they're trying to preach in the pulpit. Amen. When they're full of sin themselves. Amen. Let me tell you something. He said, come out from among them and be a separate people. I'll be a father unto you, and you can be my sons and daughters. Touch not the unclean thing. Amen. Now look, I've only told you about a little bit of the things that's happened. Amen. In the last 20 years. Amen. But look, if people don't stand up and they don't take a stand for what's right. Amen. We don't stand together. Amen. It's all going to be lost. It's going to, I can tell you, at the end of the world, it's coming. Amen. And I believe it's picking up speed. Amen. I don't believe it's going to be long before the trump sounds. Amen. Because, amen, of the things that's happening. Amen. How the word of God is being fulfilled. We ain't got to just worry about wars and rumors of wars and all that. All that's been, amen. We have earthquakes in divers places. We've had earthquakes where they never been before. Amen. History's been made. He said there'll be signs in the heavens above and earth below. Amen. There is. Amen. He said when the gospel is preached all over the world, then will the end come. Let me tell you something. I believe it's at the door. I believe it's at the door today. But you got to choose. Amen. What way and what way that you want to be and how you want to live. And if you really want to make your home in heaven, amen, you can go around in this feel good way. Amen. You can go around this same right way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Amen. I can tell you, you've got to come out. Amen. You've got to live a holy and a righteous life, even to get in contact with God. Amen. If you come unto him, let me tell you something, he'll go more than 50% of the way. If you turn from your sins, if you turn up from the abominations and the things of this world, amen, he'll come unto you. Amen. I can tell you that the world today, it's not going to get much better. Amen. There's everybody fighting against one another. Amen. Publicans and Democrats and every other thing that they're trying to come up with. I can tell you, if we all would come unto one thing, amen, that we would try to help and the most beneficial for the world. But oh no, everybody's out there saying, oh, we need to be so liberal and this and that and the other. Amen. We're the freest country in the world. Amen. We've got the best country in the world. Amen. But what is it coming? It's coming to our destruction. Why? They took prayer out of schools. Just one woman started all that, and somebody else giving ear unto that. And what did it cause? It caused a rain of ungodly flood. Amen. And how that they took prayers out of school. But what did it do? It brought guns to school. It brought everything else to school. It brought metal detectors. It brought mass murders. Amen. And men with machine guns and all that kind of stuff. Amen. It brought into school. Think about what's happening in our world today. Amen. What it was and what it's going, how it's going now. Amen. We got youngins now that don't even know much of nothing about God. Ain't taught nothing about God. Amen. And they're being conformed up. Amen. In iniquity. They're being shapened up and born out into this world. Amen. And a harlot and abominations of this world. And then there are people saying it's okay. Let me tell you something. You got to get cleaned up. You got to get sanctified. You got to get set apart for the master's use. Or you'll follow after these things. You know, it's just a shame of the things that I hear. And people saying, you know, and what people, and what the head of the churches are doing today. Amen. They won't stand up. Well, what have you got to, you know, they're looking at what they got to lose. Well, let me tell you something. If a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what does it profit him? Amen. Look, all these people's got these big names. I don't care about that. Amen. I care is when I stand before the Lord. Amen. In judgment. You know, look what happened with Aaron when he went and he listened to the people that, and they built that golden calf. And all, I can tell you that the Lord's anger, it was kindled, amen, that he was going to kill them all. But if it wasn't for Moses, amen, and he begged for them, amen, and he went down. And I can tell you, old Moses, he was upset too, amen. They had to make another Ten Commandments because of that, amen. But I can tell you, if you'll follow after righteousness, amen, if you'll hunger and thirst after it, the Bible said you shall be filled. And we need to hunger and thirst after that. Amen. A little leaven, leaven the whole lump. If I can get it over to you this morning, amen, it starts with a little bit, amen, but it'll rise, amen, it'll increase into more ungodliness, amen. I want you to think about it this morning, amen, because what will it be? It's your life at stake, amen. It's going to be you. It'll lift your eyes in devil's hell if you don't do what's right. May God bless you today.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.